This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Alexander Callens, and a breakthrough moment for the boys from the Bronx. Writing their own history. 6 days on from their first ever piece of silverware, now a first ever major trophy.
That's right, New York City has a champion, and it is NYCFC, the soccer club that plays its home games at Yankee Stadium, and the MVP of the MLS Cup is Sean Johnson, the goalkeeper for NYCFC, and he is nice enough to join us now. First off, congratulations, Sean. This is Michael and Don. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, I've got to ask you this. So I'm sitting in front of the TV watching, and during the penalty kicks, my heart is beating fast, really fast. And I'm thinking, how do these goalkeepers deal with the stress? So let me ask you, since you're the one talking to us, I mean, this is for the MLS Cup. How do you keep it together?
Yeah, you know, I think those moments, it's kind of what you prepare for your entire career, and it's funny, you said your heart was jumping out of your chest, but the mind slows down in those moments, and just really enjoying it, embracing it, and try not to get too far ahead of myself. I enjoy those moments after I've been in.
How about specific for you, 321 regular season games before you've had a chance to win a championship, longer than anybody. So what did it mean to you personally for everything you had to go through to finally get there?
Yeah, I think it's been, five years now at the club. Obviously that was, the goal setting out when I joined the club, it's the expectation. For New York City as well, 10 years in the making. It's been 10 years since the team's brought a championship back. So incredible, man. The journey's been so amazing so far. So many ups and downs, so many sleepless nights, but at the end of the day, it's all worth it to lift the cup, being able to call myself a champion, to do it, to make history with New York City Football Club is nothing short of a dream.
Sean, how did the team keep its composure after Mora scores the goal to tie it in extra time? I mean, you guys were right there. You could probably taste the fact that you're going to be champions, and then he scores. How do you keep it together and not have a letdown?
Yeah, those moments are tough, credit to Portland. They were, they didn't quit. They didn't give up. And, those moments are emotional for us that have fought for 90 minutes, 90 plus. And, I think once the final whistle blew, we came together in the huddle and, let everybody have a second and just calm down a little bit. But then I just assured everybody, just said, let's stay calm. We've been here before. I think a week and a half before we went up to New England in a very similar situation, conceding late there before penalty shootout. And it was just keeping guys calm and saying, look, we've been here before. Not to panic, to stay level-headed, and let's go get the job done. We got 30 minutes, and then we'll see what happens after that.
There's so much to get into as a fan, Sean. Just the atmosphere, that city, weather conditions, crowd. Are you able to enjoy that experience, or are you just so focused on the game that everything else kind of just melts away?
Yeah, you're really locked in over the course of 90 minutes, and you feel the energy, but ultimately kind of get in the zone. But I'll tell you what, like there's one moment in the game that for me will be, forever imprinted in my memory. And that was when Tati scored. Our traveling supporters, the section was so loud that you would have thought that they were the only fans inside Providence Park. And it was a special moment because to have all our fans there to see what it meant, it was a moment that we shared. And that's what it's all about. We talk a lot about the family here at the club. The fans are a part of that, the front office, the players, our own family. So that was a special moment. But the rest of the game, I was locked in, and ultimately the celebration after was incredible.
Sean, you guys celebrated with the fans after the game. Was that something to spur of the moment, or did you plan to do that if you guys had won?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think lifting a cup, you know, to do that with our fans, you know, the first place we stopped, you know, with the cup was our fans. It's important. It's important to share that moment with them, to let them know how important they are to us. They've been through everything, you know, since this club was founded. You know, they've gone through so much, and to be a part of history, to share that moment was nothing short of spectacular.
Now, it's gut-wrenching. It's exciting. But, like, I'm a hockey fan, Sean. I'd never want to see a cup decided on penalty shots. But this is a part of the sport. It's been a part of the sport forever. Do you like it coming down to that, or do you wish that the game could be decided in actual play?
Yeah, you know, I think if you would have asked everybody, we'd have been okay with walking away at the end of 90 minutes with a victory. You know, I think to get to a penalty shootout, you know, for me, those are the moments that you remember forever as a goalkeeper, to help my team, you know, do something of that caliber, to lift the cup, to be able to make a couple saves in that moment. I think, you know, you dream about it as a kid. You know, every goalkeeper wants to be in the shootout and have that moment, but to take advantage of it and end up on the winning side is extremely special.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm always fascinated by the shootout, so let me dig into this, Sean. How much of it is instinct? How much of it is homework on the shooters? And how much of it is just luck?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, it really comes down to the moment and how you feel. I think it's important to always talk about embracing the moment, being present. And, you know, on any given day, you know, a player can take an amazing shot and you'll have no chance to save it. You know, I thought we did a fantastic job of taking penalties and converting them as well. But, yeah, I think all those things combined, you know, knowing certain players, but ultimately coming down to the moment. And on the day, you make the decision as a goalkeeper, you live with it, and you move away either, you know, on one side or the other, and we came out on top.
Ronnie Dyla said he would strip down if you won. He stripped down. Did you think he'd do it? And what did you think after?
Yeah, Ronnie's a man of his word. He's a man of his word. So as soon as I heard that, I was, you know, just all I could think about was watch out, world, because if we win a championship, this man will stay true to his word, and that he did. That he did.
Now, speaking of Ronnie, this is what he said about you after this match. He said, the way he has stepped up the last 2 months has been absolutely unbelievable, and for me, he's the big, big winner. He wins us this game in the end. Take us through the last couple of months when this team just couldn't lose.
Yeah, I think it's important to note, you know, the run we had going into the playoffs, I think it was a culmination of all the things that happened before that as well. You know, as a team, you know, everybody will see the amazing period that we had right before we lifted the cup. But we had some tough moments as well, and I think those those tough moments is when we learned a lot about ourselves. It brought us together. It really created that family that we've been trying so hard to, create that culture around the team where we knew we could lean on each other in tough moments. And so for the last 2 months, you saw a team that was committed to winning, committed to each other. And it was a special run. And I think we all know what went into it. And we can look at ourselves and be proud and stand tall as champions now.
Sean, as you walk up, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Don. You go.
As you walk off that pitch, a champion, who are you thinking about? Is there an individual, family, a friend, a coach? Is there someone that you think back to your past that you credit for where you got?
Yeah, it was a special moment for me. There's been so many people along the way that supported me and helped me get to this point. But the one person the only person I could think about in the moment was my mom. And reason being is, she couldn't make it out to the Cup. She couldn't make it out to Portland. She wanted to be out there. And unfortunately, we're still in the pandemic and, safety's paramount. And, I was talking with her before the game, and she told me she was super disappointed that she couldn't make it out. And she felt like she was missing out. And I said, you know what, Mom? I was like, maybe I'll just go win the Cup and bring it back to New York. So, when you can visit, you'll be able to come up, or I'll be able to bring it back home, and we'll be able to share a moment together. So she was the first person I messaged. I FaceTimed her after the game and shared a moment with her in the locker room, but that was a special one for me.
You looking forward to City Hall tomorrow?
Oh yeah. It's going to be amazing to celebrate with our fans, City of New York, at City Hall. I can't wait to celebrate with everybody. It's a special moment. Understanding what it means to the city, to bring a championship to the city, to the fans, to be able to be there. On such a big occasion, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Yes Network is going to have coverage of that starting at noon. I got to tell you, Sean, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this. I'm sure that Don will echo me.
Yeah.
But you ever do voice work? I mean, you could do Barry White's catalog with this voice. It's unbelievable.
I appreciate that. I've gotten at it a couple of times. So I may need to start looking into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you still got some soccer to play, but congratulations on the championship and the MVP. So cool. And we're glad that you'll come on with us and we got a chance to talk with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. It's nice to be able to celebrate a historic moment for the club and do that with you guys is special. So I appreciate it.
Very cool. Enjoy tomorrow, Sean.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
You got it. That is that's Sean Johnson. I don't know if you saw the picture, Don, but I'm gonna have to go out and buy something. So Aaron Boone took his two of his sons out to Portland. They're big soccer fans, and they had on these NYC sweatshirts. And it just says NYC across the front. It's light blue, NYC, and very small, it says FC on the bottom. And it just reminded me of that. It didn't look exactly right, but it reminded me of that Sean Lennon T-shirt. Remember that T-shirt, Don?
Oh, what you're talking about? John Lennon with the
John
NYC?
Lennon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to get that because it's a cool color, and Aaron Boone's sons have it. And Aaron told me that he had the best time there, and it was a blast. So it just seemed like such a very, very, very cool moment, and we're glad that we could have Sean and shine some light on a team that doesn't get that much love. Soccer's not the top. The top sport in New York, but I think it's gonna get more fans after what happened on Saturday. I think it was that impressive, Donnie.
Well, championships do help, right? No question about it. And it's a team that's had a following. It's gonna get even a bigger following. The rivalry with the Red Bulls is gonna become even more intense, I would think. And it's starting to grow. And it's finally time to have a good story around the New York team, right? Finally.
All right. So when we come back.
Yeah.
What's the next team that's going to lift the trophy in New York? What's the team that's best suited to lift the trophy? Think about that for a second. It's not as easy as you think.
No.
So we'll break it down for the people because that's what we do. We break it down for the people. 1-800-919-3776. That's the number. And I got to get this read. I want to do this read right because that's what we do here, Don. We make reads and we have to make them right. There we go. Sure. That's where the money is. The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Who's next after NYCFC? Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.